subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our program today. It is Tuesday, July 11th, 2023, getting into the week here. It's another very, very busy news day. There's a lot going on. We're going to try and get through as much of it as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Julie is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. First of all, for all of our listeners in Vermont, both of you, if you're living near Montpelier, you need to keep your ear to the radio. There's been huge, huge rains up there. I'm sure you already know it. There's already a lot of flooding. The problem is that there is a dam near the capital city of Vermont, and it is already at maximum capacity, and there is another major deluge on the way. The last one dropped 7 inches of rain in less than 24 hours, so just keep your eyes and ears open here, and have a plan to evacuate if necessary here. Now, speaking of storms, this one is a little more up and positive. The Geophysical Institute at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks is forecasting a major solar storm this week. Apparently, there was a, you know, coronal mass ejection, you know, just pegged the needle, and they're predicting that on Thursday, aurora activity will be seen in Alaska, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, Maryland, and right here in Indiana. And that, of course, is a real treat to be able to see that. I've only ever seen an aurora once, and it was just a little tiny far away on the northern horizon. So unfortunately, Thursday, they're predicting storms, but I'm definitely going to be out tomorrow night taking a chance that I'm going to actually see something here. All right, let's get into the political news here right now. There's an interesting story. It's coming from the Duran, and it basically says in the 2.5 years since he became president, Joe Biden has been doing his best to, you know, destroy the United States. And he's been done a pretty good job of it along with the progressive lunatics in the Democratic Party and globalists with big money. And as Gary Ellen wrote in None Dare Call Conspiracy, hang on, got a little dirty connection here. Okay, much better. Okay. If we were dealing with mere incompetence, our leaders would occasionally make a mistake in our favor. That, of course, never happens. Every time there's an oops, there's a goof, it always benefits the liberal democratic agenda here. But, you know, Biden is, you know, he's just reached the point where the Democrats are thinking that even with the kind of massive election fraud we saw in 2020, they don't think Biden can carry the ball, as it were, next year. And they may be considering a different solution to the problem, as it were. And as we pointed out yesterday, even the legacy media, the corporate media, they're tired of carrying Joe Biden's water. And, you know, they're not reporting on the scandals, but they're not protecting them anymore the way they used to. Okay. Now, the other day, in fact, it was just yesterday, we were talking about this news leaking out from the White House that Joe Biden has become prone to losing his temper and unleashing profanity at staffers that he is unhappy with. Staffers approach him, you know, in groups of two or three in the hope of deterring an attack like this. But basically, it's much worse. Fox News is saying President Biden has a short temper and frequently lashes out at staff members with profanity, laden rants if they do not meet his expectations. Now, here is my problem. Okay. The dementia may be the reason he can't control his temper anymore, but that is a bad thing. Presidents should never lose their temper. When presidents lose their temper, people can die. And I don't like this idea that the holder of the nuclear keys, you know, can just fly off in a temper at any moment and do something reckless and stupid. And yes, I know this is the two-man rule, but it poses a risk. And again, going back to that goof where he admitted that Ukraine and the U.S. are running out of ammunition, revealing that to our enemies, Joe Biden has become a danger to the national security. All right, getting on back to things in the White House here, and let's see. This is actually, let me just do this a little bit, okay, having some audio issues here. Story coming on out of Station Gossip saying that the Secret Service is baffled. There is still no suspect in the White House cocaine scandal. Apparently, they're thinking about DNA testing the little glassine envelope, checking it for fingerprints, but no joy on that. And of course, inside the White House, which has what, 700 security cameras, no sign of who brought it on in there. And of course, nobody's buying that. Representative Pat Fallon of the House Oversight Committee said yesterday he believes the Secret Service has identified someone as a suspect in the case involving cocaine that was found last week in the White House. And we do know there is one habitual user that is in the White House, and that, of course, is Hunter. If they really wanted to know who it was, they should have run drug tests on everybody as soon as they all got back together and said, oh, there's cocaine in the White House here. And we also have the video of Hunter Biden just acting out on that balcony here. Now, Donald Trump is unloading on the White House for dragging their feet on the cocaine culprit, and he says they 100% know who it is. And you know, the White House has security cameras all over the place, especially the location in question. Remember, the location where they claimed the cocaine was found changed. The story kept changing, and now they're saying it was basically in a high-security area where the outside people are not allowed in, and it's near the Situation Room, which is where all the big decisions are being made here. So Trump thinks the cocaine was for use by Hunter. Trump is thinking that maybe Joe Biden is indulging. I'm not sure that I would jump to that conclusion just because cocaine and dementia medications don't really mix all that well. So I think it's just Hunter, and I don't think it's anybody else but Hunter here. Now, getting on to the Hunter Biden probe, Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf is a central figure in the investigation into Hunter Biden and is alleged to have stymied investigators and aided the Biden family. Now, Wolf is the subject of a letter Senator Chuck Grassley, ranking member of the Senate Budget Committee, sent to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware, David Weiss, on Sunday. Wolf worked directly beneath Weiss on the Department of Justice and IRS probes into Biden's overseas business dealings and tax affairs. In addition to other allegations about Wolf's role in the probe, Grassley's letter revealed an October 2020 briefing that Wolf allegedly received from the Department of Justice and the FBI. The briefing supposedly covered information the FBI obtained from a confidential human source, that's that FD 1023 form, alleging a foreign bribery scheme involving Biden and his father, President Joe Biden. Now, buried at the end of his letter to Senator Lindsey Graham on Monday, denying he had asked for special counsel status in the Hunter Biden investigation, U.S. Attorney for Delaware David Weiss, claiming that the matter is part of an ongoing investigation, refused to answer Lindsey Graham's questions about the FBI FD-1023 form dated June 30, 2020, that contains allegations by a highly credible confidential source that around 2015, then Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter were each paid $5 million by a Ukrainian Burisma executive to influence U.S. policies, and that recordings of the phone calls with the Bidens were made as an insurance policy. Okay. Now, investigators have basically blown this pay-for-play and bribery scheme wide open. They have tracked down this secret Hunter Biden Maltese bank account, which happens to be holding $10 million, and that bank account was actually opened by Burisma on behalf of Hunter Biden. So follow the money, and the money is leading to some serious things. All righty. Now, there was this individual, Gal Luft, and he has basically acted as a whistleblower, He is this Israeli-American think tank official who provided the FBI with information in 2019 on the Biden family's business dealings with China. And yesterday, the Biden Injustice Department unsealed charges against this individual to basically, you know, lawfare him into silence here. And basically, he's been accused of acting as a foreign agent without registering as a foreign agent, which is exactly what Joe and Hunter Biden have been doing, but nobody is thinking about arresting and charging them. So, anyway. Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is currently in second place behind former President Trump in the race for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination, and he made an announcement regarding the party's first candidate debate, which will be held next month at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, the debate is already controversial, as Trump has indicated he may skip it altogether because he's so far ahead in all the polls. So DeSantis is saying, I'll be there regardless. You know, he may be all alone on that stage, but he gets a forum to put out his ideas here. The scheduled date for the debate is August 23rd. Now, in my opinion, I think Trump skipping the debate is very bad optics. You're going to have Ron DeSantis saying, oh, he's clearly afraid of me. Up in New Hampshire, Governor Sununu is basically mocking Donald Trump, saying he's going to wimp out. And, yeah, I think the public is going to get the idea that Trump is afraid of DeSantis, and that is going to work against him. So if anybody from the Trump organization is listening to me, you got to meet this head on. Okay? And, you know, this is your first opportunity to really take him out, and you should go ahead and do that. Don't hide out in the basement like Biden did. Okay? Now, Donald Trump, using the fact that his lawyers all have to get security clearances in order to view the supposedly classified information that Donald Trump had, has submitted a motion to the court to put off his trial regarding classified documents until after the 2024 election, thereby yanking a major propaganda rug out from under the Democratic campaign. So we'll see what the judge is going to say about that. All righty. A group of House Republicans is urging Congress not to renew the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act when it expires at the end of this year, a move these lawmakers say would curb the government's ability to spy on U.S. citizens without a warrant, a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. And Representative Matt Gaetz said, I think most folks are increasingly concerned about centralized power with our national security apparatus. And I take great lengths in my legislation to point out that it's both left-wing groups like BLM, and it's also folks who were at the Capitol on January 6th who have seen their rights unfairly violated by FISA, and I'm equally aggrieved by both. Yeah, we got to get the government back into the little constitutional limits because they've been abusing that constitution a lot. All righty. Now, a little bit of a surprise. Misha Minor, a Georgia state lawmaker since January of 2021, announced that she is leaving the Democratic Party and aligning with the Republican Party. And she slams the Democrats for using and abusing the black community, which, yes, they do have a tendency to do that. And another deserter from Democrats, now new Republican here. Okay, so let's talk about Sound of Freedom. This thing is really kicking up, and the more fuss the liberals make about it, the more people want to see this movie. I certainly want to see it. I can't wait for it to be available on streaming or something like that. So apparently Disney is still very unhappy that they are on their way to another major loss with Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which apparently got infected by the woke fairy. And people who've seen it, it's already headed down. Word of mouth is already out. It's just not very interesting. And but then, of course, you have Sound of Freedom, which is doing very well. And there seems to be a lot of dirty tricks going on to try and prevent people from seeing it. But the people really do want to see it. And they're dealing with all kinds of things like, we're sorry, the air conditioning in that one theater quit working, so we'll give you your money back and you can go home. But in the end, it's just going to make people want to see it that much more. It's the Band in Boston effect here. Now, McIntyre over at The Blaze came on out saying the real reason journalists hate the Sound of Freedom, and it's a rather interesting little theory, because a lot of people have been wondering, how can you not be opposed to, you know, child sex trafficking? And yet we have seen all of these media organizations coming on out slamming the movie and saying, oh, it's a terrible thing. It's, you know, conspiracy theory and, you know, QAnon, which doesn't even get a mention in the film here. But basically, the point of this article is journalists hate the movie for a simple and very telling reason. They have managed to code opposition to child sex trafficking as a radical right-wing position. In other words, it's something only white supremacists, conservatives could get behind here. So you've got Rolling Stone, Jezebel, The Washington Post, and The Guardian are in immediate lockstep, framing the box office upset not as a David and Goliath story for the ages, but as evidence that the dangerous right-wing conspiracy theories have seized the minds of the movie-going public. Now, Rolling Stone, which I used to think, you know, stood for freedom and rock and good music and everything, they attacked Sound of Freedom, dismissing concerns about the global child sex trade as a delusion. Well, what do you think they sent Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell to prison for? Child sex trafficking. Okay, it does happen out there. And so they really are against it. And it's a real change in direction. Because back in 2014, CBS lauded Tim Ballard's work rescuing trafficked children. They thought he was doing wonderful things out there. He is. And then I think it was in 2019, Ballard testified before Congress on the problem of child sex trafficking, and it got a very warm reception there. Between 2019 and 2023, what has changed? Because something certainly really has changed here. Now, what's really telling is that earlier this year, Biden's Department of Justice eliminated language on child sex trafficking from the government website and child victims of prostitution after losing track of 85,000 migrant children. And they specifically removed the sections on international sex trafficking of minors, open southern border, domestic sex trafficking of minors, and child victims of prostitution. And they made these changes on May 12th of this year. Why did they remove these very important sections? So something is going on out there, and it's looking uglier and uglier. All right. Now, back in February of 1987, there was an anonymous phone tip called into the Tallahassee Police Department reporting that six children were dirty, hungry, and acting like animals in the custody of two well-dressed men in a Tallahassee park. And this phone call triggered off what was called the Finders Scandals, which basically led to allegations of a cult involved in ritual abuse, an international child trafficking ring, evidence of child abuse, ties with the CIA, which interfered with the case. So, well, if there's something out there that's contraband, whether it's cocaine or heroin or, I guess, child sex toys, CIA is going to be in it to make money that they don't have to explain to Congress here. All righty. Now, article coming on out of Blacklisted News. Social media companies, including TikTok, Snap, and Twitter, supposedly caused people in France to riot. And so French President Emmanuel Macron and the European Union's top censor, Thierry Breton, says they have to be shut down. We have to shut that all down and just end all of this free exchange of ideas because it's a problem for us. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We will not nerds on the land from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money is gone?
welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about politics here. And there was an interesting article in Zero Hedge saying it's time to get rid of the federal disinformation bureaus. There are a lot of them, and it seems like there's, you know, setting aside, you know, propaganda concerns, there's a lot of overlap and a lot of waste, and apparently, you know, the big money is in controlling online discussion of things like the Biden corruption, the dangerous COVID vaccines, the futility of war in Ukraine, and so forth and so on. Nations wants to create a new internet. They're calling it Internet 2.0 with no freedom of speech whatsoever and social credit scores for everyone. In other words, they want to take down the internet as it is today and put up a new one that serves commercial corporate government interests only, and you ordinary people, you get to read what they feed you, but you don't get to respond back and share information with others. It's time to bring back FidoNet. Okay, now, we went through this situation a little while ago. The Disinformation Governance Board over at the Department of Homeland Security was being run by Nina Jankowicz, who drew a lot of ridicule for this Mary Poppins parody video that she did. So she resigned, and the whole thing was shut down. We thought, well, that, you know, that's it. The government's going to be minding its own business. No, it turns out there's a report just issued by the House Judiciary Committee has found that the Department of Homeland Security is basically privatizing their censorship operation. They're simply contracting with third parties in order to circumvent the First Amendment. See, this is something that has been sold to us over the last several years. Well, the First Amendment only applies to the government and really does not apply to private companies and private citizens. And so they can do whatever they want. But, of course, if they're working hand in glove with the government, then it is a First Amendment violation because these third-party companies are acting as agents on behalf of the federal government to implement their policies. Okay. Now, over at Fox News, things are not very good since the departure of Tucker Carlson. Its popular streaming service has literally crashed. Staffers are being let go. Apparently, Fox News, in a fit of pique, has dismissed the rest of everybody who worked on Tucker Carlson's show. I'm sure they're just going to go on over to Tucker Carlson's new venture and get a job there. And, but yeah, Fox News really shot itself in the foot on that one. All righty, getting on back to Jeffrey Epstein. Apparently there's been a bit of a settlement from J.P. Morgan totaling $290 million, which sounds really rather impressive here. Now, the lawyers for the victims are asking for $87 million in legal fees, okay? But unfortunately, something has surfaced in the class action settlement documents that the victims have to release their individual claims against J.P. Morgan before they can share in the collective class action settlement from J.P. Morgan. And unfortunately, they are not going to know what they're going to get until after they release their private claims. And they're saying they could literally wind up with just, you know, a handful of change. And the rest of the money would go for, you know, administrative fees and various things like that. Lawyers are really not very nice people. Now, a report from Reuters came on out, and normally I would not comment on this because I don't believe in holding people alive today responsible for things their ancestors did long before they were born. As you can guess, this is about reparations. Reuters apparently did a report finding out that every single American president is descended from slave owners. A bunch of other politicians are as well. There's only one exception. That's Donald Trump, because his ancestors... Okay, welcome back to the show here, and we are live again, and we had just a little bit of an engineering problem at this end out here in Indiana, and, you know, this equipment is all just so old, and, you know, it's not like there's a Radio Shack anywhere near where we can go and buy parts. We have to order everything, you know, like on eBay and whatnot. Anyway, I'm opening up my talking points file right now, and we're going to get back into it. And actually, though, we're coming up on a commercial break, and so when we come back from the commercial break, we'll be back into the show and just pick up from there. So thank you for your understanding, and you know, it's not like we're a big radio network with lots of money and tech staff and the rest of it. We have to sort of, you know, do this as we go along. Anyway, we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
Yeah. welcome back to our show. We are live. We are not a tape. We got our technical issues solved here, so we're back on the air here. Now, Zuckerberg is out there trying to market his new text-based app, Threads, which is a kind of a Twitter lookalike here. And he says he wants to focus on kindness and making it a friendly place, okay, and there's already mass censorship of conservatives going on, plus a lot of data harvesting. What Zuckerberg has basically done is create Twitter for snowflakes, okay, because the liberals are going to be very happy there. They can say whatever they want. Nobody's going to say, you know, that's really kind of silly and everything. Rob Reiner announced on Twitter that he was leaving. This is like, you know, the 700th, 800th time that he's declared he was going to leave Twitter, so we'll see if he means it this time. But yeah, the thread is looking more and more like, you know, a padded cell at an asylum where people can go on in and bang off the walls and, you know, not hurt themselves here. Now, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody has called on Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg to appear before the Statewide Council on Human Trafficking to account for how Meta is being used to facilitate human trafficking and sex exploitation. You know, that all these corporate media outlets are saying is a delusion, it's a conspiracy theory. And Moody did so while announcing what she described as the stunning and disturbing findings of a statewide investigation that found the Meta platforms are being used more than any other social media platforms by human traffickers to commit crimes. It appears to be the first statewide inquiry and request of its kind, and hopefully it's going to stimulate similar inquiries in other parts of the country here. All righty. Story coming on out of VDare. Let's see, last month, June, 44 black on white homicides, just another month in the death of white America. And what's interesting is Wired magazine has come out with an article opposing these Ring doorbells on your home because they've got cameras. Okay. And the reason is they're saying, this is going to basically lead to a racial profiling of black criminals. Well, you don't profile black criminals. You've got a video of somebody trying to break into your home. And I think what Wired is really concerned about is in looking at all those videos and digging them out, they're going to find out that the so-called racists and white supremacists have been right all along, that the reason blacks are, you know, represent a large proportion of prison populations is they commit more crimes. Okay? And again, social media, especially Twitter, is filled with all these videos of crimes just taking place in broad daylight, and you just need to go through and look through a bunch of them, and a pattern very quickly emerges that we all need to pay attention to. Okay. Over in Illinois, in the city of Evanston, they're going to pay $25,000 in reparations to 140 elderly black residents and has committed to distributing $10 million over the next decade in a test run for the whole country. Okay? And, of course, the question is, where are they going to get all this money? You know, it's not going to just fall out of the sky. You know, I mean, they might just crank up the printing presses, as they love to do here, and just, everybody will get, $1 million in reparations, which will be worth a latte down at the local Starbucks because of the inflation here. I mean, ever since that debt limit deal was reached, what is it, 3 weeks ago, Biden has already increased the national debt by $1 trillion. He's a spendaholic. He can't help himself. Of course, it's not his money. Anyway, over at Budweiser, Ken Griffey Jr., who was once one of the biggest names in professional baseball, has recently appeared in new promotions for Budweiser. And some are suggesting that the Griffey promotions may help Anheuser-Busch win back its reputation with traditional sports fans who were alienated by Bud Light's association with controversial transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. And so on Thursday of last week, Budweiser tweeted out a short promo for new merchandise featuring Griffey. The promo comes just before the All-Star Game, which will take place, well, tonight, actually, in Seattle. Griffey spent 11 years with the Seattle Mariners, racking up 10 Gold Glove Awards and 7 Silver Slugger Awards, and the Mariners retired Griffey's number 24 in 2016. Over in the House, they are going to introduce an election integrity bill. In fact, they actually did it yesterday, and they're saying it's going to make elections more secure. I'm all in favor of that. The House Administration Committee chose Atlanta, Georgia, as the official meeting point to introduce the bill. The committee decided on Atlanta as a nod to Georgia's 2021 voting law, which added additional ID for mail-in ballots, limited ballot drop boxes, and prohibited people from bringing food and water to voters waiting in lines. The legislation prompted a lawsuit from the Justice Department and drew controversy across the country, including a decision by the Major League Baseball to move the All-Star Game out of Atlanta. Okay, getting into COVID and other medical issues here, the Informed Consent Action Network filed a lawsuit that has struck down the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for schools in San Diego. And basically, they won the case when the court ruled the school does not have the legal authority to mandate medical treatments for their students. They just don't. They're teachers. They're not medical practitioners. And so the judge said, yeah, this was illegal right from the get-go. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that were he to win the White House, he would prosecute Anthony Fauci if his attorney general found that crimes were committed during the handling of COVID. And I imagine the cover-up is already well in place. And the article here, which is in the Daily Mail, is a little bit hostile because they talk about, Kennedy's campaign about linking vaccines to autism. And they say, he's being a kook here again. And they really are trying to make it look like anybody who doubts the safety and efficacy of vaccines is just being a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist. But isn't it kind of funny how all these conspiracy theories turn out to be conspiracy facts? Getting into the international news, Russia is now mass-producing the Kinzhal hypersonic missiles, and they're available to the military in the required quantities. The military can have as many of them as they need, and that, of course, is going to be a serious game-changer. Now, there's an article that came on out of the original antiwar.com, and it's asking a question that is perhaps a little overdue. What if Russia is winning the proxy war in Ukraine? And, a war the United States supposedly isn't waging hangs over Washington, D.C. Americans, like you and I, can imagine we're at peace, but the Biden administration, backed by most members of Washington's foreign policy elite, is waging a proxy war and then some against Russia in Ukraine. Now, accurate information about what's going on in the war is very hard to come by, even in Washington, D.C. And we keep hearing about, Ukraine's doing fine, Russia's weak, Russia's going to fall. And yet the much ballyhooed counteroffensive has just absolutely stalled. And Biden is now admitting that Ukraine and the United States are running out of ammunition. Russia doesn't seem to have that problem. And, we could be headed for a big bungle number two under Joe Biden. First one being Afghanistan, then Ukraine. And I think everybody kind of knows that's where it's going, because State Department spokesman Matthew Miller was giving an update yesterday calling the war with Russia a strategic failure for Ukraine. And then somebody in the audience, one of the journalists said, don't you mean it's a strategic failure for Russia? And Miller again repeated, it's a strategic failure for Ukraine. So, yeah, they know what's really going on out there. Okay, the Wagner forces, including Prigozhin, are now fully integrated into Russia's military, which is what Russia wanted to maintain control. And so I guess they've all kissed and made up, and now they're going to go after the Ukrainians again here. Now, as you know, today the NATO summit began in Vilnius, and Biden was kind of wandering around. He had to be directed to a table where he was going to sign something, basically given instructions. Now, let's cut Biden a little bit of slack, because he only arrived in Europe on Sunday. And I know from personal experience that the jet lag going from the United States to Europe can be really, really bad. Now, in my case, I was going from Los Angeles to Munich, Germany. Biden went from Washington, D.C., first to London and then to Vilnius, so it shouldn't be that bad. But let's give him a little slack on the jet lag. But anyway, he skipped having dinner with the NATO leaders and went straight to his hotel. And basically, the White House is saying, well, you know, he's had a busy schedule over 4 days. He's got a big speech on Wednesday, and that's why he didn't go and have dinner with the other NATO leaders. So, anyway, now there's an interesting article, and this came on out from The Hill, no less. And the article is titled Biden's Life Expectancy and Its Implications. And they start out saying this is a very uncomfortable topic. But given that voters are choosing a president of the United States in 16 months, it does need to be part of the discussion. How likely is it that President Joe Biden would live to finish his second term if he were reelected? And, of course, anybody can die at any age for any number of reasons, but there are statistical probabilities. And basically what they're doing is they're going to the Social Security Administration's actuarial tables, and they're predicting that Joe Biden would probably survive for 2 of the 4 years of his second term. But they left out a crucial factor in that calculation, and that is the fact that dementia can shorten your lifespan. And, there's a considerable amount of evidence for that, and we do know that Biden has got dementia. Okay, France has announced they will supply long-range missiles to Ukraine to try and prop up its failed counteroffensive. This was according to President Macron. In May, the United Kingdom became the first country to ship this type of weaponry to Kiev. And so up at Vilnius, Macron said he had made the decision to increase weapons and equipment deliveries to Ukraine to allow them to strike deep into enemy territory. Now, of course, the problem with that is if Ukraine strikes deep into Russian territory using French-made weapons, Russia will have basically a good reason to start sending long-range weapons into France. And I don't think that Macron would really appreciate that. And already we're hearing from Russia Today, the Ukrainian military leadership has plans to use these Western weapons to strike parts of Russia that are not part of the active zone of hostilities, including Crimea, which they hit yesterday. And in particular, officials in Kiev want to use HIMARS, multiple rocket launchers, and Storm Shadow air-launched cruise missiles, which have been delivered to Kiev by the U.S. and U.K. respectively. And let's see. Russia is warning that such an attack will result in immediate strikes against the decision-making centers in the territory of Ukraine. In other words, they're going to go for the officers. None of this gentleman stuff. Okay, Spain has joined other NATO allies and the United Nations in opposing the U.S. transfer of cluster munitions to Ukraine. And Spain does not support that decision. And there are now 38 rights groups opposing the sending of cluster bombs to Ukraine. Meanwhile, the White House is saying, yes, we're going to go ahead and send these controversial weapons to Ukraine because we don't have anything else to send them apparently here. But people are predicting this is going to end really bad over its strategic culture. They're saying basically the news that NATO, or rather the United States, has decided to offload its aging stock of cluster bombs shouldn't really come as a surprise to those following the Ukraine war. Okay, from day one, Western elites have been confused about what they're doing, what their objectives are, and what the end game should be. NATO keeps shifting the goalposts. It's really hard to get a clear picture. Even Stoltenberg himself seems flustered at a press conference when he's tackled on the nuts and bolts of the latest plans here. So anyway, now here in the United States, Representative Matt Gaetz announced that he will be the Republican co-sponsor of an amendment to the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act that aims to block the provision of cluster bombs to Ukraine. The amendment was introduced by Representative Sarah Jacobs, Democrat of California, and is co-sponsored by Representatives Ilhan Omar, Pramila Jayapal, and Representative Jim McGovern. And so they're taking it for the House Rules Committee. And the amendment reads very simply, notwithstanding any other provision of law, no military assistance shall be furnished for cluster munitions, no defense export license for cluster munitions may be issued, and no cluster munitions or cluster munitions technology shall be sold or transferred. Pretty straightforward here. Now, over in Donetsk, the acting head there, Denis Pushilin, said that what Donetsk is going to have to do is preemptively destroy the cluster munitions as soon as they arrive, which is what Russia's already been doing to, like, Germany's Leopard tanks. They never even reach the front lines. And so that's probably exactly what they're going to do. All righty. Now, interestingly enough, the U.S. defense contractor Northrop Grumman announced its ending participation in a U.S. government contract that evaluates the shelf life of stocks of cluster munitions. And it inherited the stockpile management contract after acquiring U.S. company Orbital ATK. And basically it shows the stigma of cluster munitions is gaining momentum, and people just do not want to be associated with that because of the tremendous harm and danger they cause to civilians. Okay, article coming on out of the Truth Seeker. Does Ukraine's failed counteroffensive mean peace talks or a larger war? And they start out with the obvious. The Ukrainian counteroffensive has failed to make any headway. This is good news for the Russians. And so, you know, Ukraine's forces were built up in anticipation of an eventual clash with Russians, or so the Western backers planned. And they have a huge army there, bigger than France and Germany put together, and they still could not make headway. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here. And there's been an assassination inside Russia. It's a Russian submarine captain, and I'm going to try and pronounce this Rizhitsky. And they believe that he was tracked down because he had a jogging app. And you can access those things remotely. In fact, these apps are actually banned on U.S. military bases because they can literally draw a map of the interior of a military base that can be seen by enemies. So you got to be careful about the technology. Anyway, this individual's out doing his run, and he got gunned down. They think the reason is that he was the submarine captain whose missile strike slaughtered 27 Ukrainians. So anyway. Now, NATO is dropping the membership action plan for Ukraine. Now, the membership action plan is an agreement that a nation trying to join the alliance will undergo certain steps, accomplish certain things, make certain changes to be in compliance with the rest of the alliance here. But NATO's dropping that, okay? And here's where it gets interesting, okay? They are not inviting Ukraine to join the alliance at this time, which really annoyed Zelensky here. In fact, Zelensky is slamming Biden for his unprecedented and absurd stance on NATO membership, because Biden actually came on out and said Ukraine is not ready for NATO membership. And they're not, really. In any event, NATO will not allow them to join while there is a border conflict going on. That's just in the rules here. Now, one of the things they are talking about up in Vilnius is a joint NATO defense plan against a potential Russian attack. And it may sound kind of, you know, self-evident that you would have this, but they stopped doing these large plans back at the end of the Cold War, in the fall of the Soviet Union. And now, all of a sudden, they're saying, yes, we've gone back to the era where we need a large-scale defense plan instead of these small wars that are popping up all over. So they're out there, you know, planning, we're going to nuke this, and they're going to nuke that, and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, Australia will deploy a Royal Australian Air Force surveillance aircraft to Germany to support Ukraine by protecting a humanitarian and military gateway outside its territory. The deployment of the E-7A Wedgetail aircraft will take 6 months, will include up to 100 Australian crew and support personnel. Now, Canada is committing billions of dollars and hundreds of troops to NATO's eastern flank. It does look like everybody's getting ready for a major, major war. And so, yeah, it's going to be ugly. Over in the Netherlands, as you know, the government has collapsed. The farmers are protesting. And The Hague has now declared a state of emergency in order to prevent farmers from driving their tractors into the city to protest the government's mandatory fertilizer reduction targets. So this thing is not over there. Okay. Yeah, there's the music. It's time for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened, with your host, Mike Rivero, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And sometimes, you know, the fraud that is being played on the people gets really obvious. There was this ECHO conference, and the climate minister of Spain flew into the conference in a private jet, rode a limo to within 100 yards of the venue, then got out and hopped on a bike to ride her bicycle past the cameras. I mean, it's a complete joke, okay? And riding the bike probably actually created more emissions because the vehicles with her, her motorcade, had to stop and idle while she was getting out the bike here. So anyway, it's weird. By the way, it is snowing in Johannesburg for the first time in 11 years. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Okay, 512-248-8252. And moving on here. I must have made a goof in my talking points here. The U.S. Africa Command has launched 3 airstrikes in Somalia and claimed the bombardment killed 10 al-Shabaab fighters. So we're still in Somalia fighting around Mogadishu, if you remember Black Hawk Down here. And let's see, Iran is accusing the U.S. Navy of defending fuel smuggling in the latest Gulf incident. Iran was intercepting a ship thought to be smuggling fuel, and they had a legal court order to intercept it. And apparently the U.S. Navy interfered with that. And apparently the Americans flew several aircraft, including 2 A-10s, and tried until the last moment to prevent the seizure of the vessel. But it was eventually brought to Bush Airport for legal procedures. So anyway. Let's see. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's parliamentary coalition has given initial approval early Tuesday to a contentious bill to limit the Supreme Court's oversight powers, pressing forward with a judicial overhaul plan that has polarized Israel. The legislation is one of several bills proposed by Netanyahu's ultra-nationalist and ultra-Orthodox allies. The plan has provoked months of sustained protest by opponents who say it is pushing the country toward authoritarian rule. And I'm sure Netanyahu is very, very disappointed, you know, that he may become an authoritarian ruler of Israel. Rented lips, rented lips, rented lips here. Okay, there is a report that Lebanese soldiers and plainclothes individuals entered a territory north of Israel, crossing the United Nations blue line border fence that separates the two countries. This is a report in Israeli media. Now, nobody was armed, but according to the Israeli army, they were conducting engineering work near the fence. 30 people came on over and watched the bulldozer, and stayed in the area for 20 minutes. The radio claimed that the unarmed individuals were probably Hezbollah without providing any evidence whatsoever. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Bruce, are you there? I'm not hearing Bruce.
There I am.
There you are. Okay.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I have an update on that Artemis rocket issue I called about yesterday where, you know, I was wondering how come they don't have USA on the side.
Yeah.
The main booster. Yeah, well, what they're going to do is they're going to have a camera there, and as the rocket rises, they're going to save this for the first man launch or humanoid launch. You can't see manned anymore. And
yeah.
You're going to see L, G, B, E, Q, plus, and then a rainbow flag. Isn't that great?
Yeah, okay. That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Not that's a guy. Yeah. You probably wouldn't like that. Yeah. Hey, I was in Alaska many years ago up north of the Alaskan range. It's more of the interior. Winter time, it was very snowy, but a very still night. And the aurora borealis just came streaming down. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. And I swear I heard a whoosh sound. Was that hearing things or?
Well, there's been much conjecture about auroras creating sounds and also meteors, and it's thought that they are interfering with the Earth's magnetic field, not dramatically, but enough where if there is any metallic object anywhere near you, it's going to start humming and buzzing from the changing magnetic field.
Okay. All right, maybe that was it. I don't know.
Yep.
I'll never forget that. And I also, the same area, it's a different time of year. It's in summertime. We were marching over a rise, you know, and then we came upon a valley, and there was this strewn for acres and acres of trees that were bulldozed over by something. They looked like matchsticks just covering the ground all the way up into the rise onto the next mountain. I wonder, I guess that was a meteor explosion that would cause that?
Could have been a bolide, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an exploding meteor.
Yeah. And then a nuke exploded in space to interrupt communications there in the electrical grid in Hawaii in the 60s.
Yeah, it did. It was during the early nuclear testing. They wanted to see what would happen if a nuclear bomb was detonated outside the atmosphere. And, of course, they discovered the EMP phenomenon. And, yeah, it really did mess things up in Hawaii.
Okay. Hey, it's time for me to make another $100 donation challenge for someone to call in on a topic. And anyone can call in arguing the point. Now, you're a very base science guy. You have, you know, way more knowledge and ability to, you know, eloquently put forth your arguments than I can.
Okay.
I'm more of a writing it down and typing it out type of person. But, this whole thing about nukes don't exist. Well, that Fukushima water is an issue, okay? And it's a huge issue, unless they're making it up. Now, I was on board a nuclear aircraft carrier for 6 days, and I've also been aboard diesel-powered ships. And there was no engine running, you know. There's no smoke. I don't know what was pushing it along, you know. And also, we had the flat earth thing, so... And my good buddy Paul in California, I know he was calling in RBN earlier on the show before yours, and he was throwing around the N-word, so he might be hyped up. But if he wants to call in and debate you on one of those two topics, I'll send $100 off to RBN and for both of you.
All right, well, you know, maybe he's listening here, and we'll see what's going to happen.
All right, I'll get off the line. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Here, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, what isn't on my mind? Well, for one thing, would you like a smiley or would you rather have a sad crying?
I prefer the smiling.
Okay, fine. For one thing, the folks that are having a canary thing, that people that go and see Sound of Freedom are a bunch of white supremacist, conspiracy theory, wearing tinfoil hats, whatever have you, are basically calling themselves hypocrites because they have nothing to stand on. When they're faced with the truth of what's going on, they got to scream like a crying baby on the floor, not knowing where they're going or what they're doing or anything else. They can't even change their own diaper. Oh, my gosh, does that remind me of some people up in D.C.? But anyway.
Yes.
To say the least, I mean, they're basically showing their hypocrisy as a result. So that's the humor part. The sad part is I went to go help someone over at the local Social Security Administration or whatever. And believe it or not, I had brought along with me some spinning fiber, and was, well, for people that deal with spinning art fibers or whatever, will know what I'm talking about. A Turkish spindle, which comes in three pieces that are put together to hold the fiber once you've spun it, regardless of what kind of fiber it is, from plant or animal source. The person in security in the waiting room area proceeds to ask, am I holding a needle? And I'm like, no, I'm working with a drop spindle, for that matter. And so they said, well, you're going to have to put it up. I'm like, excuse me? And they said, you either have to put it up or leave the building. And I'm thinking, okay, there's nothing sharp on it. You know, is why would I bother trying to use it as a weapon when I'm using it for spinning fiber? I mean, that's a complete loss of common sense. So to say the least, I thought, well, fine, I'm going to leave the building, and when my number comes up for these folks, come out and get us. Well, it finally did, but it was somebody else, not the security guard. So being that they are hired by the federal government, the federal government is obviously still in a state of disarray, which is very obvious. But the fact of having someone leave because they're spinning fiber on a drop spindle, I'm sorry, where's the logic in that? And why would they waste time? I don't get it. I even talked to one person that was helping with getting someone's Social Security in order, and they thought I was kidding, and said, well, what did it look like? I pulled it out and showed it to them, and I was like, they shook their head. They couldn't figure it out, you know, what the fuss was about.
Yeah.
So it was just bizarre. And I thought, wait a minute, this is 2023, not 2020. This is not 2001 or anything of that sort, and yet they're still holding on to this garbage of, oh, it's a terroristic act. Your drop spindle could be a weapon. Huh? I'm better off with a piece of metal, not a piece of wood. But anyway, enough of that. Anyway, other than that, I'm really feeling for the political scene and so forth ad nauseum, but hey, we'll see what happens. I'm going to have fun sitting back and laughing my tail off meanwhile. And with that, I'll have an olive, which is not a rainbow olive, for my margarita, dear. And big shout out to Claire.
All right, I'll make sure and pass that along. Okay, well, we have open lines now, 512-248-8252, getting back to the international news. There is a document that was released last September that revealed that during the 1948 Nakba, Zionist militias engaged in wide-ranging chemical and biological warfare campaigns to expel indigenous Palestinian communities from their lands, slow the advance of intervening Arab armies, and poison citizens of neighboring states. This is called biological warfare. It's considered a war crime. And the unconscionable use of biological weapons on civilian targets, which sought to infect the local Palestinian population with typhoid, dysentery, malaria, and other diseases by contaminating the local water supplies, was subject to a concerted cover-up at the time, one that was maintained by the Zionist state for decades thereafter. Now, even after its exposure, the Israeli academics who helped break the story were at pains to diminish its significance, you know, unconvincingly arguing it was a failed strategy, promptly jettisoned and forgotten about as a result. Probably not here. Anyway, at the moment, there are 14.5 million Palestinians in the world, both in Palestine itself and in other countries. Now, not too long ago, there was this 48-hour onslaught on the Jenin refugee camp, and it looks like it isn't exactly over, and we're now hearing word from Israel that phase two has just begun. So I think Israel is using this time when most people are being distracted by Joe Biden's dementia and economic problems and war in Ukraine to just press ahead with their agenda. North Korea accuses the United States of repeatedly entering its economic zone. This is coming from Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, and accused a U.S. military spy plane of entering the country's exclusive economic zone 8 times. And Kim warned that the U.S. forces will face a very critical flight if they continue what is called illegal intrusion, repeating an accusation it made that the U.S. had violated its airspace by conducting surveillance flights, and also warned such flights may be shot down. Okay. Apparently, North Korea has some words of ire regarding a visit by a U.S. nuclear ballistic missile submarine to South Korea. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This sex offender or human trafficking issue. Well, yesterday on National Intel Report, Colonel McGregor, they played a clip of Colonel McGregor.
Yeah.
He did a great – it's on the RBN link, but he did a great summary of basically – the position of America right now. And, you know, I've been hearing, I haven't seen this movie, I'll check it out, but for the most part, I think it's a lot of hype. I just remember, you know, you talk about the 1990s when they were talking about date rape, the rape hysteria, and then that led into sex offenders. And basically, when you would watch the news in 1998, it was basically sex offender, date rape, whatever. But in the meantime, Bill Clinton passed NAFTA. You know, they deregulated the banks, created all these housing bubbles, derivatives, and they shipped probably 10 million Mexicans into America, and they shipped about 10 million jobs out of America.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like, I've seen a lot of prostitution. I drive trucks. I've seen most prostitutes are not being trafficked. If they're Americans, they're usually basically crackheads, or they're really attractive, making good money. And then, but then you do, the only trafficking I could say I've seen maybe is maybe the Asian massage places. I think that's kind of organized, you know, or organized crime, because they get those girls all over America. Now, there's organized sex crime, or it's just organized labor crime. You know, the girls that work in the nail salon, is she being trafficked, you know, the cheap labor? Like, or is the Mexican man who's digging a ditch working for some construction company for the state of Texas or something, is he being trafficked, you know? So there's definitely human trafficking. As far as, like, all these kids disappearing and stuff, it could happen. But as far as the numbers they're talking about, I just think it's a bunch of hype, really, to distract.
Well, like, I disagree. And, again, you need to look at what Tim Ballard is doing. Back in, 2014, 2019, he was being treated as a hero on CBS television before the U.S. Congress. And now all of a sudden we have this situation where, you know, critics of Sound of Freedom aren't just being critical. They're clearly terrified of this movie. And, you know, we know the child sex crimes do happen. They are a fact of life. Just from my time working in Hollywood, I saw a lot of bad behavior that I was sadly not in a position to do anything about. So I know it's out there, you know, and sometimes you get, you know, fame and money, and you know, it can do things to your head, and you start thinking that you are above the law. And again, you go back and you look at the history of the Hellfire Club and all of its descendants since the original, And, yeah, people like to break the rules if they've got enough money and power. And they think it's part of their right to basically do things other people would not do. And there's another aspect to this, and it may be that what Jeff Epstein was doing down on his island was to basically take politicians down there and introduce them to underage girls, videotape them having sex, and from that point on, that politician was now reliable and dependable and would do as they were told. And probably you would find that people who turned down this generosity by Jeff Epstein saw their political careers come to an end because they couldn't be controlled.
Yeah,
anyway, listen, Dan, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials here. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
And so it begins. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. Representative Boebert's resolution to impeach President Biden did not get the privilege status that she was hoping for. Privilege status would have forced the House of Representatives to vote on the resolution. Instead, the impeachment was sent to committee. Technically, that means that the investigation has begun. But many bills and resolutions never come out of committee and effectively die. I don't understand why an investigation is needed. President Biden stood at a podium and told us that all of his constitutional advisors said the eviction moratorium during COVID was unconstitutional, but he was going to do it anyway. Like me, Biden is bound by an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he openly admitted on camera that he was not going to do that. That alone should be enough to impeach any office holder at any level, regardless of party affiliation. If you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% by using code WHITEHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, see this Hashem Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Back to our show, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I wasn't going to ask you this on the air, but I'm going to be looping through southern Indiana, I think. I've got a choice of which way to go, and I'll probably be within, well, less than 40 minutes of Santa Claus. We were thinking about going up there to the water park, but I guess the weather is not looking that great. I thought I might print out a copy of or a page of what really happened, like our All Wars Are Bankers version, have you autograph it. Can I get Julie to tell me where you
want to meet
you
at? I'd like to meet you at some place like Frosty's Fun Center.
And, well, okay.
Because that's easier to find, because we live in a gated community and it's kind of hard to get to us.
I'm sure. That's a good, probably a good idea, but maybe I'll get back with you later in the week once I figure out what, you know, I thought about tomorrow, but I'm not sure it's going to work out, but I could leave a cell phone number with the board op or something.
Okay, why don't you do that? We don't want to put that out over the air.
Sure. Yeah. But I'll have that with me. But anyway, I just thought I'd try to, since I'm going to be within about a half an hour of you, I thought I might see if I could stop by and maybe get a photo
now,
and an autograph.
Supposedly, the last forecast I looked at, it's going to be clear tomorrow. And let's see if, I mean, the weather guesses around here are not really very good. You know, I'm kind of annoyed because I want to see those auroras on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
A federal
emergency declared. Have you heard more about that? I heard something earlier today on RBN about a bad forecast for, and I haven't checked Solar Ham yet, but that's one of my favorite sites.
Well, so, Wednesday and Friday are going to be cloudy, but they're predicting thunderstorms for Thursday.
Yeah. 70% chance on Thursday, I see, for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But, and then Friday night, more showers, so maybe tomorrow's the day. It's going to be hot, though, 89.
Yeah, it is.
Plus whatever. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that out there and see if I could sneak by and get a picture took.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk to Julie then. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks an awful lot here. And yeah. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I was thinking that maybe I might let's see if I can get the sound up here. Can you hear me? Okay. All right. I might know what is going on that Francis was talking about, the Social Security. I don't know how many people know that if you get what call a Direct Express card, it's a MasterCard from them. They have just made everybody get all new cards. And, of course, their phones are all tied up all day and almost half the night. And it's been really hard to find out what's going on. And I finally got mine, but I had to pay to get it. Then I had to find out that they will leave it at your door. You don't have to sit and wait all day to sign for it and all this kind of stuff. But the Federal Reserve has, you know, with their new money, their cryptocurrency that the Fed now stuff, I think that's what's going on, that they made everybody get new cards. And
new Social Security cards?
Yeah. No, not the card, but the Direct Express is a card that you use through a local bank where you can actually get cash from them. Just got going to the into the bank, you can actually get cash off of the Direct Express card. I like it because it'll tell you anytime any money comes off, and that's really nice because you can find out if somebody's using your card that they shouldn't somehow. I always thought their security was a little low, you know, but anyway, so that may be what's going on, that they're so paranoid.
Well, I mean, I haven't heard anything about that, but one thing that you do need to be on the lookout for, there are a lot of scams and scammers out there involving Social Security and banking and other things like that. So you might want to check with the Social Security office and make sure that this is the real deal, because we've Claire and I, we're on Social Security, and we haven't heard anything like that.
Well, I don't have mine sent to the bank. I haven't put on that card. It's called Direct Express.
Okay. Well, see, ours, it just goes directly into the bank.
Yeah, I haven't done that because, like I said, they have a number that you can go to, and it tells you, what's come off, what's been reserved, and what's come off, and overdraw it.
All right, well, listen, Pat, I need to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We are living.
And welcome back to our show. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, good day to you, Mike. What's on my mind, you had an interesting call, show yesterday, call, a couple of interesting calls. And so the guy in Maryland, before I go to him, and Jerry in Chicago, Jerry, you need to get out of that place. That city's gone nuts. The crime and the insanity of the taxes in Chicago are insane. I wonder everybody's fleeing out of there. You got that fat Pritzker running that state right into the ground. In the mayors, and you got a communist mayor over there now. Worse than Beetlejuice. So, yeah, Mike, that place is insane. The murder and everything, the crime, the robberies and all. It's just insanity over there. Hey, going to that guy yesterday, Mike, the first caller yesterday, he was talking how white people are, white males are being singled out and we're in a, basically like in a race war. I totally have to agree with him. And I've been saying that for a long time, Mike, and we've been in a race war since the turn of the century, okay? Since probably 1901 is when I think it really started against white Americans. White males, if you know, Mike, are 100% of the Christians that signed the Declaration of Independence. I don't believe there was any Zionists on the signing the Declaration of Independence. But before I go there, Mike, back to there, I want to switch over now. I called Julie to tell her I want to talk about Leslie Van Horten from Helter Skelter with Charles Manson, who just got released today, Mike.
Yeah,
they released
I saw
a woman.
That.
They released a woman who stabbed a woman 17 times in the head, Mike. She's out of prison now. She should have been hung or put in a gas chamber back in those days in 69. They should have stuck her in a gas chamber. Now she's going to be out. And what's she going to repent, Mike? They cut a baby out of Sharon Tate. They literally slaughtered, and they actually were trying to start a race war. Manson was trying to start a race war. And Manson was insane. The whole cabal of them were insane. And, Mike, I think she should have never got out of jail. If anything, they should have executed her, not let her go free. Now, the wacky state of California is insanity. They've got millions of illegals over there. They're all kooks. The whites that are left over there are kooks. And when they're fleeing out of there, going to Idaho and Wyoming, Montana, and Arizona, they're going to bring their liberal politics just like they are out of New York. They bring it down to Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. Mike, these people have been brainwashed. Mike, here's what we got to look at. You haven't been really talking about this. Let's talk about Alex Soros, and let's talk about the Rothschild Bank of England and France and Germany and Hungary and all over, and the financiers of the slave trade. They're the ones that need the black community needs to understand, like Louis Farrakhan was saying, who was really behind the slave trade. It was the Rothschild Banks, Mike. There's almost 285 mansions that are worth $30 million or more, Mike. That family alone. 280 mansions worth $30 million or more. Their family's worth $500 trillion, Mike. Now, that's where the problem is. You got Soros, the Zionist pig, who's not even allowed in Hungary. If he goes into Hungary, George Soros, or his son, you'll arrest him.
Yep.
He was born in Hungary, I believe. How can a guy who said he's a national in his country of Hungary would be arrested? I want somebody to explain that to me. Now, I want to go back to your call yesterday, Mike. The guy that called in, the first guy, he's absolutely right. Maryland, we are in a race war, Mike, and they want our annihilation. You can see how they treated us in COVID. Nobody's been arrested. Fauci should be in the gallows right now for what he did with COVID. COVID was a scam. I talked to three people I know, Mike. They're all Asiatic. You know what they told me? In Indonesia, Jakarta, in Indonesia, Mike, nobody took Regeneron shot, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, or Moderna. They were taking Coxychloroquine, or they were taking Regeneron, like Trump was taking. Why wasn't that exposed in the media in this country, Mike? Why?
They're selling vaccines.
Explain that to me. So you have almost a billion people in Indonesia, and we'll say 800 million of them never even touched the vaccine, but they took pills or they took a liquid. I don't understand it. I don't understand what's going on. Since Russia been invaded Ukraine, you don't have a damn word about COVID-19. Now, if Putin would have attacked Ukraine a year earlier, you would have never heard about the COVID nonsense. It was called the H1N1, which was the Hong Kong flu of 1969, Mike. All they do is reverse the numbers. And nobody in 1969, I was a little boy, 10-year-old, 8-year, 9-year-old boy, nobody was taking no shots or nothing. They didn't speed up to have a vaccine in 1969, Mike.
Yeah.
The Hong Kong flu. This has all been a big scam by the pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, Mike, the dummy down society and the white people in this country are paying a dear price. And I'll give you an example, Mike. I brought this up on your show 5 years ago. Why is it a group of people that's coming over here that's in destitution is allowed to keep their national language, their native language, when the Germans in this country represent the biggest population number of all the people that ever came to this country out of Germany, and they're not allowed to have their German radio stations and TV stations all over the United States?
Well, it's not a case of allowed. The Germans were willing to, learn English and integrate with our society. And so it was really more a decision on their part, a decision not echoed by the people that are just stepping across that border.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to give you an example. I went and got it. There's a place over here called Placido Domingo here in South Florida. They have really good Spanish food. I went in there today. I got me a meal, $9. I'll give you a lot big plate. Guess what? Nobody in the place spoke English. So I had to ask a customer, if he could help me out. So I'm not really traversed too good in Spanish, even though I should. I don't know it, fluently, but this gentleman, he's bilingual, I guess. He told me he spoke another language, some French or something. And we got to talking, and he says, I understand this guy's a Cuban American. He goes, I understand what's happening to you Americans. You allow people to come in here, have all these radio stations and TV stations and everything here in South Florida is in Spanish. And the guy, he's a Cuban American, he's like, you gave this shit away. My French, Mike, but you gave it away.
Yeah.
You gave it away. And this can happen nationally, Mike.
Well,
it's happening
our government
Texas.
Did.
Yes. And, Mike, when you look at what happened in Cuba, you've had, we don't know about the assassination of Kennedy, but maybe Bobby Kennedy, if he becomes president, maybe Robert Kennedy, he'll release the real truth about what happened to his uncle. But, I'd listen to Robert Kennedy.
He's already
Kennedy
dropping
on,
hints about that.
Yeah, I think Robert Kennedy would be a tough candidate for Trump. I'll be honest with you. I think Biden Trump will crush him in this election, but I think Robert Kennedy Jr. would be a hard sell for Trump to beat. However, I'm not hoping that. I hope Trump wins this, but, because of immigration mainly, but like, I can tell you, he's throwing stuff out there that's like, this was such a cabal. A massive cabal, Mike. And that guy was talking yesterday. He needs to look at George Bush. He said he was running everything. Well, George Bush was in Skull and Bones along with his sons, Jeb and Georgie Jr.
Yeah.
And Jebby Bush here in Miami, Mike, in South Florida, Coral Gables. He came on national TV, local TV, and said he would, if he would have become president, other than Trump that in 2016, that he would have spoken more Spanish in the White House than English. That was out of Jeb Bush's mouth, Mike. No wonder he got slaughtered by Trump.
That didn't really
this
go
guy was
going to
actually speak Spanish in the White House and say, my wife with Columbia, his wife, well, we're going to be speaking Spanish in the White House instead of English. That's the Bush family for you. The old man was a CIA operative. I mean, the whole thing is a big, giant cabal. It's massive. And, Mike, you never actually really bring up the tape. I wish you'd bring up the tape on Arsenio Hall and Louis Farrakhan the night he was on that show, where they kicked Arsenio off the TV. That has to be played on air, on RBN.
Yeah.
Bring up the tape of Louis Farrakhan literally sitting down with Arsenio Hall on the Arsenio Hall show, which was the biggest show on syndicated TV in that time, way before Oprah, even thought about being big like Arsenio. And a week later, Mike, you never heard of Arsenio again. You remember that, Mike?
Yeah, I remember that.
In the 90s. So here we go again, Mike. The founding fathers of this country, if I'm not mistaken, 99.9999% of them were white Christian males, evangelical Anglo-Saxon males. Correct, Mike? Am I right on that?
Run that number past me one more time.
Percent of the white males on the Declaration of Independence, I believe they were Christian white males from Europe.
Yeah, I did a quick check on that. No, there were no Jewish signers of the Declaration. There were Jews involved in the early creation of, like, the Capitol building In fact, a lot of people have pointed to the fact that on the little podiums and chairs, the furniture, the 13 stars are arranged in the Star of David, and that's because the original round of that furniture was donated by a Jewish individual.
That's...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you dropped out there for a bit.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, again, 100% of them were white Northern Christian males, so why are we being persecuted? We're the ones that wrote the Declaration of Independence. We're the one that gave the Continental Congress the Bill of Rights and all that. I mean, and we're going to be singled out by whom? By whom, Mike? We got to answer the question, whom is trying to take the white Christian Northern European male, white males out? And the females. Let's not forget the females.
Well, I think the issue is, you know, as we head to this new world order, the elites want populations that are dumbed down and easy to control, easy to manipulate, and they want to get rid of that segment of the population that is trained how to think, that has a high IQ, and is a predilection for not following orders.
Yeah. You know, Mike, Pat was bringing up Social Security. Today I was watching Fox Business. And they're not even going to give you the real figures of how much they're going to be owing people in January on their Social Security checks. Now it's supposedly down to 3.7. They want to give you 3.7, and last year they gave you an 8.4. And the way I'm looking at inflation, Mike, it's way worse now than it was a year ago. But they want to try to cut your pay in January to half of what you got
yes.
last year.
The cost of living increase.
The cost of living increase is going to be like 3.7. Seriously? It doesn't actually end till September. So now they're throwing this figure out like, ooh, the Fed's going to you're only going to get like maybe a 4%. But last year you got an 8.6, Mike, I believe?
Something
like
that.
Yeah, so they're literally trying to cut it in half. But in the meantime, our country's being invaded with millions of illegal aliens, Mike.
Yep.
Millions of illegals are pouring over our border, costing American taxpayers into billions and billions of dollars. And, Mike, one more thing, I know you probably got to let you go. If you don't have a call, I can hang on. Mike, I was looking into Miami Herald Sunday. And they were talking about the hospitals over here in South Florida from all these illegals in here. It's costing the taxpayers of Dade County in the billions of dollars, Mike.
Yep.
$2.4 billion, Mike. So is the federal government kicking out that money to pay all these illegals to get hospital care?
Remember, the federal government doesn't have its own money. Anything it's spending, it took from the American people, or it's borrowing from the Federal Reserve with the expectation that the American people will pay it back with interest, which is why the government is $31 trillion in debt. Now, I'm going to change gears on you here because I've had a couple of emails coming in from listeners. This Direct Express card is not tied to Social Security. It's tied to other federal benefit programs like, you know, SNAP and food stamps and the rest of it. And that's what that's all about.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you one more question.
Yeah.
I remember I was a young boy and the Cubans came here and the family of Florida here when I was raised. And, Mike, none of those people that came here, I remember all the fathers were working 18 to 20 hours a day. Nobody got food stamps. Nobody got Section 8 housing. But they survived. And now a lot of these Cubans that I grew up with, their families left their, my generation, plenty of money. They got homes, they got beautiful cars and trucks, and they worked their, you know, cojones off to get this money that they worked for. But now they come in here, all these different people come in here, they get food stamps, they get Section 8 housing, they get best medical. None of those people got that. Mike, you're lucky if you got a jar of peanut butter and powdered milk back in 1967. You got powdered milk and peanut butter in a jar. Old peanut butter. Nobody had Section 8 housing. Nobody had food stamps. Okay? But nowadays, they come in here and they're getting all this astronomical amounts of money. Furniture vouchers and $18,000 for furniture an illegal alien gets from Cuba. The guy was telling me. I was talking today. They get vouchers, all this and that. Mike, back in the only thing they did get back in the 1960s, Mike, these Cubans, were the white Anglo males didn't, or females. They got 1% business loans, Mike. So
yes,
again,
they did.
If you borrowed $100,000 at 1%, what American white guy couldn't flourish? What guy couldn't become a multimillionaire with starting up a business at a 1% business loan? Now, I think all white Anglos should demand that every white person whose family's been in this country 100 years should get a 1% business loan up to $2 million. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I think it would be nice if we were, if the U.S. government would treat the legal American citizens as nicely as it treats the illegals.
Mike, what do you think about Leslie Van Horten getting out of prison? What do you think about that? You never mentioned that. What do you think about that?
I guess she's paid her debt to society. I don't know what she's like right now. Believe it or not, before the whole Tate LaBianca murder thing, the Manson girls used to hang out at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. And, they were just young, goofy kids back then.
Yeah, Mike, I understand that, but she was a mass murderer. And she did to that one woman alone, Mike. She should be in, she's going to HE double toothpicks, that's for sure. But, she shouldn't be released. She should stay in life in prison. That's what that means, life in prison.
Well, the big question is to what extent, did Manson sort of hypnotize them and take them under control? Because that was the entire case against Manson. Manson himself never took part in any of the actual killings, and yet they threw him in jail.
Right. That's right. Mike, one thing more, and I let you go.
Okay.
Give me a second. Mike, what do you think about this situation, Mike? I've been hearing from these black politicians that there's never been a black serial killer. That is the biggest crock of lies that I've ever heard in my life. Some of the biggest serial killers in the United States of America have been Afro-Americans. And I can name you one guy right here in South Florida. Killed 28 women, and I knew him. He worked at my job.
Okay, I got a list right here. Samuel Little, Wayne Williams, Mark Godot, Paul DeRosso, Deborah Brown, Roberta Elder, Derek Todd Lee, Anthony Sowell. So, yeah, there are...
Mike, can I mention another one you missed? Can I tell you another one you missed? His name is Charles Williams. Can you touch that up, please, in South Florida?
All right, let's see. Let me see if I can find him.
Charles Williams.
No, he's not on this list I'm looking at.
You would never believe this guy was a nice guy, and he murdered over 28 women. And all we ever hear out of these lying black politicians, it ain't a black serial killer, you're a liar. And Mike, what do you think about the case in Oakland, California, Mike? You heard about that?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after the commercials.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often.
Back to our show, last segment of our program today, and getting on back to the news here. The White House is firing back at Republicans over the defense spending bill. The Republicans are concerned about all the wokeism and Biden's refusal to reinstate the unvaccinated troops. Biden, of course, is claiming that diversity gives the U.S. a strategic advantage. And so they're arguing back and forth. I mean, yes, the unvaccinated soldiers should be reinstated if they actually feel like coming back. Of course, with World War III looming on the horizon, they may have decided that civilian life is actually kind of preferable here. But, you know, it's total politics and agenda, and nobody seems to be thinking about if we are really risking. Oh, okay. If we're really risking war with Russia, shouldn't we try to build a strong, cohesive force here? Okay, Tom had dropped his phone and lost his connection, but he's back. So, Tom, you were talking about something that happened up in Oakland.
Yeah, Mike, I want to talk about those the black Muslims that were going around murdering a bunch of white people back in, I believe that was in the early 80s. You remember that case? I remember they had
vaguely.
Like a code name. Yeah, could you research on that? I can't remember, Mike, but I remember that like 3 years ago. I was reading a story about these guys going around killing all these white, every time they saw a white person, they'd just shoot them. I don't know if you remember that case.
No, I really don't. You're saying it was in the 1980s?
Yeah, I believe it was in the late 70s or early 80s, and they were going around, I don't know if it was called Helter Skelter or,
That's the Charles Manson thing, is Helter Skelter. They got that from Beatles album.
Yeah, right. Wait, Mike. But they had a sub name that the FBI was using to bust this organization that was going around, and they were shooting a bunch of white people. I can't remember the actual, the FBI had a code name for it. Can't remember. Was it? I just don't remember, but that was all. You never hear about that, Mike. They kept that out in the media for years. They kept that quiet.
Well, it obviously worked because it's not ringing a bell.
Yes, it's maybe one of the RBN listeners will remember what it was called, but they were literally going around in Oakland and the Bay Area. They're killing a bunch of white people. A bunch of white people were assassinated. It was crazy. And that was, they were trying to avoid that from spinning out into a race war. Senator Manson, Leslie Van Horten, and all that, they did try to start a race war. Do you agree with that, Mike?
Well, a lot of people are trying to start race wars. I mean, it's part of our built-in xenophobia.
Well, look what Joe Biden's trying to do, Mike. Joe Biden's in the universities and telling all these black Americans in this country that the white man's the devil.
He's trying to start a race war. And that's how they're going to thin out the population. All right. Well, Tom, listen, I've given you a huge chunk of time, and we are at the end of the show. The music is playing. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us in these difficult, difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, July 11th, 2023 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, as you all know, I'm sure, I was off on July 4th, as was the rest of the hosts and crew, but I'm back, we're back, and I hope everybody enjoyed the holiday. Now, the title for this evening's broadcast